Out of the dugout and to the field, it's time for high school softball on Cantaland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Cantaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Welcome you back to our state softball coverage here on 92.1 FM KMCA in Pratt from Pinkel Field. Beautiful breezy afternoon for this Class 2-1A state semifinal matchup. It's the 3-seed and the 2-seeder. It's Cedar Vale Dexter taking on the Onega Buffaloes with the right to play McLouth at 5 o'clock today in the state championship game. Again, good afternoon, Brandon Tamman. Kirk Kilman, our studio producer, keeping us locked in and on the air. Again, this is the 4-seed Onega Buffaloes and the 3-seed Spartans of Cedar Vale Dexter. McLouth defeating Inman in the first semifinal. You heard it on Care 93.7. That final was 11-0 in five innings of work. Let's get you the lineups here for this semifinal here today, and we'll start with the lower seed, and that is the Onega Buffaloes at 20 wins and 4 losses out of the TVL. They beat Central Heights yesterday by a 5-2 final, and they'll go like this here today. Annie Forrest will lead it off. She is at shortstop. Pitching is the freshman Willow Hostedler. She will bat second. Addison DeChan, who went yard yesterday, bats third and will play third. Abby Ringel is batting in cleanup. She'll be at first base. Jaden Haskin batting fifth. She'll be in center field. Bridget Campbell is catching. She will bat sixth. Hayden Coleman is at second base and batting seventh. Mackenzie Dorsey is in right field and bats eighth. And Marissa Savage is batting ninth and playing in left field. So again, for Jordan Boswell's crew and the Onega Buffaloes, it'll be Force at short. Hostedler pitching. DeChan at third. Ringel at first. Haskin in center. Campbell catching. Coleman, the second baseman, Dorsey in right, and Savage is in left field. Again, for the 2-seed, Cedar Vale, Dexter, Spartans. Again, I mixed up the seed. Cedar Vale's the 2-seed, and Onega is the 3-seed. So I apologize for that mistake here early. But here is how the Spartans will go at 23-3 against the Buffaloes here today in this semifinal. Gracie Webb will lead it off. She is at shortstop. Jessen Vogel bats second. She is at first base. Pitching is Zoe Davidson. She'll bat third. Kendall Graham is the DP in the cleanup spot. Kylie Bragg is batting fifth and playing at third base. Micah Brown, she'll bat sixth and catch. Bailey Hedgecock's in left field and batting seventh. Caitlin Buxton's in right field batting eighth. And Edie Boatman is the center fielder batting ninth. And then it's Riley Schock, who is in the flex position playing defensively at second base and will not bat. So again, for Cedar Vale, Dexter, and the Spartans at 23-3, the 2-seed in the field. Webb at short, Vogel at first, Davidson pitching, Graham the DP, Bragg at third, Brown catching, Hedgecock in left, Buxton in right, Boatman the center fielder, and it's Schock, the flex, who is at second base. Cedar Vale Dexter with a 4-2 win yesterday. They held on to defeat St. Mary's Colgan in their matchup. They had a 4-0 lead going into that last inning. St. Mary's Colgan put up a couple of runs, but the Spartans able to hold on and get that victory. Onega head coach is Jordan Boswell, and KB Chris is the head coach of the Spartans. A little bit more about both of these teams as we are inching closer to the first pitch here on 92.1 FM KMZA. Well, let's start with Cedar Vale Dexter, the Spartans again. This is their second trip to the state tournament since the schools combined for athletics. The other time was back in 2015. They were the undefeated South Central Border League champions, and they also won their league tournament as well. And quite the turnaround for this team, as they were just 5-16 a year ago. Two of their three losses this season were against Douglas, and the other loss was to Conway Springs. Their head coach, and KB Chris, is at the first year at the helm for the head coach, as she has really turned this program around. Also, a basketball coach and superintendent. So how about that, KB Chris? Again, the boys basketball coach and the superintendent of the school. Another crazy thing, no seniors on this roster as well. And you'll hear a lot about Zoe Davidson, who is pitching in this game. A 1.87 ERA with 163 strikeouts. That's coming into the tournament at a record of 19-1. inside the circle. Again, the Buffaloes' first trip to the state tournament, arguably their biggest win in school history yesterday in that quarterfinals over Central Heights. Again, that was a 5-2 final. They scored four runs with two outs in the bottom of the fifth inning, and it was DeChant's two-run home run that highlighted that inning, and they would go on to win that ball game. They have won 11 straight and haven't lost since April 19th, and they have a plus-10 win improvement on a year ago because now they are 20-4 going into this semifinal, and they were just 10-10 a year ago. And then 2 years ago, they were just 4-17. So really both of these teams have had really big turnarounds over the last season and change. And now the right to play McLouth, the defending champs, in a state championship today is on the line. Again, it's Cedarvale Dexter at 23-3. The Onega Buffaloes at 20-4. We'll step aside for a timeout, and the first pitch is coming up next right here on 92.1 FM KMCA.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is Mitch Ottman, Regional Market President for Nemaw County at Community National Bank. As Regional Market President, my primary focus is the lending departments in both Seneca and Sabetha. And in Nemaw County, our biggest thing we do is ag lending. I think people want to come see us because I do have a lot of experience. I've been here 17 years. Come see me for help financing your farm, business, or purchasing your next home.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528.
336-3528. The answer is yes, SBS.
Springtime means new life on the farm, but it also brings unpredictable weather. Protect your investments from the shocking dangers of lightning strikes with a policy to safeguard your livestock. Don't let a storm wipe out your livelihood. Contact your local SBS agent today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Tired of your string trimmer not running or tired of pull starting it? Come to Stahlbaumer Lumber and check out the Milwaukee string trimmer deal going on right now. With the trimmer blower combo, buy it and get an attachment absolutely free with purchase. Available attachments are edger, hedge trimmer, and pull saw attachments while supplies last. If you are new to the quick lock system, we offer up to 13 different styles of attachments that can change and interlock with the M18 fuel power head. And there's tons more of Milwaukee deals going on right now. Stop by Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Here we go. It's the second semifinal here at the Class 2-1A State Softball Tournament in Pratt. McLouth champs awaiting the winner for a 5 o'clock championship game. Will it be Cedarvale Dexter or Onega? Thanks for tuning in. Brandon Tadman, Kurt Kilman. The Spartans of Cedarvale, 23-3, the home team in the higher seed. As they were the 2-seed, 3-seed, the Buffaloes at 20-4 will bat first here against a very, very good pitcher in Zoe Davidson. Mentioned her stats again. 19-1 record coming into the tournament, 163 strikeouts and a 1.87 ERA. Again, going the defensive aspect. For Cedarvale Dexter, Webb is playing the shortstop position. as behind, of course, Davidson, who's inside the circle. Vogel will be at first base. Third base will be Bragg. I'm also doing this to make sure I got my notes down correctly. Micah Brown is the catcher. Big Key behind the dish. Hedgecock's in left field. At second base is Schalk, the flex position, I should say. Boatman is the center fielder. And the right fielder is Buxton. Top of the order, Annie Forrest, Willow Hostetler, and Addison DeChance for the Buffaloes. Their best season in school history, and they are one win away from a berth in the state title game. We are ready to rock and roll here at Pinkel Field in Pratt, Kansas today. McLaus win in the first semifinal, 11-0 in five innings over Inman. And now it's Cedarvale, Dexter, and Onega in semifinal number two. Here's Annie Forrest, the shortstop, and the first pitch by Davidson. A called strike on the outside corner. Forrest yesterday in the game against Central Heights, 1-for-3, an RBI single and a run scored. Also struck out twice. That's from the right side. Tad closed on the stance. Here's an 0-1. And it's fouled straight back. Quickly, no balls and two strikes. The Buffaloes are on an 11-game winning streak and haven't lost in over a month. KB Chris, the head coach of the Spartans, and there's a swing and a miss. And down goes Forrest to begin the game. Here's the freshman, Willow Hostetler. Will be inside the circle pitching the biggest game of her young career. She pitched the seventh inning and struck out the side and got the save. And the win over Central Heights. She had an RBI triple in that four-run fifth inning in the game yesterday as well. First pitch upstairs, ball one. The windup and the offering is a high fly ball when pushing it to left field. And coming in to make the catch is Hedgecock for out number two. Again, the wind is a factor. It is scorching in from right field, pushing towards that first base dugout. So that fly ball off the bat looks to be in the gap in left center, but it ends perfectly out in left field because of that wind. So two up, two down. Here's Addison DeChance, third baseman for the Buffaloes. Had a big two-run homer yesterday, wide open on the stance, and first pitch a little bit outside for ball one. Davidson, a 19-1 record coming into the tournament inside the circle with 163 strikeouts. There's a called strike on the outside corner, one ball and one strike. Statistically, Davidson not only the best pitcher for this Spartans roster, but the best hitter as well. Here's a 1-1, a little bit high. Two balls and one strike. If DeChan can do something here, Abby Ringel will follow. A 2-1 on the way. It is low, ball three. Three balls and one strike. So Emerson Fordham, who was catching yesterday for the Buffaloes, not in the lineup because she is at state track. That is obviously an issue, and there's ball four. So a two-out walk to DeChance puts her at first for Abby Ringel. Abby Ringel yesterday 0-for-3. She struck out twice and had a fly out to left field. And the first pitch is a called strike on the inside corner, and it's 0-1. Just getting going in this second semifinal game here in Pratt. Cedarvale, Dexter, and Onega scoreless in the top of the first. There's a foul ball back into the net. And Ringel now down in the count, 0-2. The runner at first is DeChant with a two-out walk. The 0-2 on the way, swing and a miss. Down goes Ringel. So two strikeouts in the inning for Davidson. And the two-out walk does no harm. Half half an inning in the books here in Pratt. No score. You're on the MFC Sports Radio Network.
Convenience and a return on your investment is important. At Helena, we understand that, which is why we created Fastan, a clean, convenient seed treatment without all the dust of talc or graphite. Fastan improves seed flowability, resulting in more efficient planting and more uniform stands. Combine that with our exclusive high-performing SAR technology, which improves seedling vigor, root development, and overall plant health, leading to greater yield potential. For a better return on your investment, treat your seed with Fastan. For more information, contact your local Helena representative today.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by in downtown Onega.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Cedarvale, Dexter, and Onega scoreless. To the bottom of the first inning we go. The Spartans at 23-3, facing the freshman in Hostetler. Biggest game of her young career inside the circle. Gracie Webb, Jessen Vogel, and Zoe Davidson for the Spartans. Both teams pretty much black on black with the jerseys. White and orange trim for the Buffaloes and yellow trim for the Spartans. First pitch fouled away by Webb, and it's no balls and one strike. Webb entered the tournament 539 on the average, leading the team 13 doubles. Bats from the right side, closed on the stance, check swing, didn't matter, called strike, and it's 0-2. Boy, Hostetler came in a 5-2 game in the seventh, struck out the side to win the game for Onega and earn that save. Now starting what could be the biggest game of her young career. There's a slow roller, but it's foul, and a ricochet. And the thing about this Cedarvale team, no seniors on the roster. That's kind of the theme here at the state tournament this year. A lot of these teams had fairly young rosters. Here's an 0-2, and it's roped to the left side, but foul. And it stays no balls and two strikes. Offensively as a team, this is a very potent lineup, really top to bottom. 367 average as a team. Collectively, 7 home runs, but 5 of those home runs have been hit by Davidson, who we'll see here in this inning. There's a swing and a miss, and down goes Webb to begin the bottom of the first. Here's Vogel, the first baseman. Vogel, 385 on the average with 30 hits, 18 RBIs, and 39 runs scored. He has also walked 6 times. First pitch low for ball one. Winner gets the defending champs McLeod in the state title game at 5 o'clock. Consolation final will be after this one, roughly at 3 o'clock. Next pitch low and inside, 2-0. Jessen Vogel, J-E-S-Y-N. Next pitch skips in the dirt, quickly 3-0. And you hear Vogel, spelled V-O-G-E-L-E. A 3-0 on the way from Hostetler, take it all the way, and it's called strike with an E-high fastball. Captain Kirk Hillman, studio producer here on KMZA. 3 balls and 1 strike, and the pitch to Vogel. And it's watched right again. Same results, an E-high fastball, and from 3-0 to 3-2. Hostetler struck out Webb to begin the inning. Now gets Vogel back to a 3-2 count. The pitch is a foul ball to the right side and up against the fence. And we'll do it again with Davidson on deck. I think of a shout-out to McLeod's Danny Lee, her 18th home run of the season in that first semifinal, tied a single-season state record. She'll have a chance to beat that in a state championship game. It's to the right side, and the line drive is caught by Ringel right in front of the bag for out number two. Right place, right time, as they would say. The best hitter in the lineup now for Cedarvale Dexter, that is Zoe Davidson. Leads the team in batting average, OPS, slugging percentage, on-base percentage, has the most hits, 10 triples, 5 home runs, 38 RBIs, and 46 runs scored, all leading the team. No balls and one strike here to her. High fly ball down the right field line, pushing towards the corner, and it's foul. So Hostetler working quickly gets a very dangerous hitter behind in the count, 0-2. Hostetler struck out Webb and then got Vogel to line out to first. No score, 2 outs, nobody on. Bottom one, the pitch, and a swing and a miss. And the freshman strikes out the ever-so-dangerous Davidson. Both pitchers solid through one. No score here in the state semifinal game on KMZA.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Mowing? Nobody likes mowing. If you hate it, call Truax Tree Service. We love it. We love it so much that if you sign up for a season-long contract, we'll give you a $50 gift card. No strings attached. But we'll also do weed eating for you as well. Landscaping, tree service, mowing, you name it, we'll do it. You better contact Truax Tree Service today at 785-236-7651. That's 785-236-7651. Truax Tree Service. Taking care of the problems you don't want to deal with.
No score to the second inning here in Pratt, and a swing and a miss. Good pitch by Zoe Davidson to Onega's Jaden Haskin. No balls, one strike. Haskin, Campbell, and Coleman do up this inning for the Buffaloes. State semifinal in the Class 2-1A championship tournament. Next pitch, high and outside, one ball and one strike. Haskin yesterday, in that first round win against Central Heights, 0-for-1 with a walk, also had a pop out. Batting fifth here in the lineup today.
Be right back.
Pitch by Davidson is low and inside, 2 balls and one strike. This could be a pitcher's duel in this one today. A 2-1 is a swing and a miss. Pitch was 3. Now 2 balls and 2 strikes. So Davidson quickly settles back into the box right side against the righty in Davidson. Spins it in the right hand, puts it in the glove and fires. And this is a high fly ball towards the gap in left center field, but just in front of the fence. The left fielder Hedgecock makes the catch for the out. So one up, one down here in the top of the second inning. Here's Bridget Campbell, who is catching in this game. She pitched 6 strong innings against Central Heights yesterday and struck out 9. Bats here from the right side. First AB for her in this semifinal today, and takes a first pitch called strike on the outside corner.
I'm back.
At the plate yesterday, Campbell 1-for-3 with a single. Also had a strikeout and a flyout. Also stole a base. Plays middle of the box, slight bend of the knees. Next pitch runs inside, 1 ball and 1 strike. The Buffaloes with a record of 20-4. 10-10 last year. 2 years ago, they won just 4. Heck of a turnaround for this program, and a win away from a state championship appearance. Next pitch runs inside to Campbell. 2 balls and 1 strike, 1 out, nobody on, no score, top 2. The 2-3 seeds in the field. And a line shot to the right side is foul. Evens up the count at 2-2. Hayden Coleman, the is on deck. 0 Bodega being the lower seed on the first base dugout side here in this game today. They were on the third base side yesterday. And a 2-2 fouled away again. Good at bat here for Campbell. Defensively behind Davidson, Bragg at third, Webb at short, Schalk at second, Vogel at first, Brown the catcher, Hedgecock in left, Boatman in center, Buxton in right. Two balls, two strikes in the pitch, and another foul ball chopped into the stands right to our left. One fan's going home, potentially with a game ball. Davidson has struck out two here in the early going. 2-2 count here on Campbell, the pitch. Swing and a miss, but it's low and it gets to the backstop and Campbell's going to take first. So the ball gets away. It's the third strikeout for Davidson, but they can't complete the out to first and Campbell's on with one out. So here's Hayden Coleman, the second baseman, with Campbell at first and one down. Shows bunt. Puts it down to the left side beautifully, and it gets under the glove of the third baseman, and everyone's safe. That's going to be an error on Bragg, and Campbell gets to second base, and Coleman's on. That is an E5. That went right under the glove of Bragg at third. So now two on and one out here for the Buffaloes. Here's Mackenzie Dorsey, the right fielder. Dorsey over to with a walk yesterday against Central Heights. And takes a first pitch fastball for strike one. Opportunity for the Buffaloes to strike first. No score here in the top of the second. Two on and one out. Swing and a miss. Quickly Dorsey falls behind at 0-2. Marissa Savage, number 9 hitter on deck, did not play in the game yesterday, but stands inside the circle on deck awaiting her turn. Here's a big 0-2. Just a bit outside, tried the corner and missed. And it's 1-2. Campbell at second base. Coleman at first. Campbell struck out, but got on because the ball skipped away, and now a little looper to the left side and caught by the third baseman. So Bragg makes up for the error and records the second out. So now it's up to the left fielder and number 9 in the order, Marissa Savage. With Campbell at second, Coleman at first, and two down. A scoreless game in the second. That's from the right side, plays back in the box, late on that swing, and missed everything. It's 0-1. Unconventional base runners with Campbell on because of a strikeout that got away, and then Coleman reaching on a bunt error. There's another late swing, but got a piece of it this time. Savage quickly behind at 0-2. Expect Davidson to bring the heat to get out of this little pickle in the second. 19-1, her record inside the circle coming in, an 0-2. Swing and a miss, and got her with the heat. She did not repeat, and that retires the side. So the Buffaloes strand two, and we head to the bottom of the second inning. No score here on KMZA.
Centered on trust, innovation, and flexibility, Mainstar Trust reflects on nearly 40 years' experience of specializing in providing retirement custodial services by delivering confidence, wisdom, and quality to their customers. Mainstar Trust offers unique and dynamic services that easily adapt to individual choices with alternative investments. Also, dedicated to providing services that are accessible, personable, and reliable. For further information on why you should choose Mainstar Trust, stop by West 9th Street in Onega or visit online at MainStarTrust.com.
Have you heard that Community Healthcare System keeps on growing? And now they offer a comprehensive total joint program with Dr. Daniel Samani to keep you moving. From imaging to surgery, rehabilitation therapy, care navigation, and more. Everything they do is inspired by you and personalized for you. For convenient scheduling and specialized joint care, look no further than Community Healthcare System. Call them today at 785-889-5039. Community Healthcare System, enriching the health and lives of the people that we serve.
KMZA.
Hostetler back inside the circle for the Buffaloes. No score here in this state semifinal game. And Pratt, bottom of the second inning we go. 4, 5, and 6 in the Spartans lineup. Graham, Bragg, and Brown. Here's Kendall Graham, the DP. That's on the right side, and the freshman's first pitch a little bit high for ball one. Hostetler struck out 2 in the first, also got Vogel to line out to first, and was pretty efficient with the pitch count. Winner gets McLouth in the state championship at 5 o'clock. Loser will play after this one against Inman in the consolation final. Next pitch in there, 1-1. Huron Graham plays back and bats from the right side, wears jersey number 26. That one just a bit low, and it's 2-1. Graham entered the tournament 397 with the average. 27 hits, which included 10 doubles and 2 home runs. She has driven in 27. There's a swing and a miss at a high fastball, and it's 2-2. A gorgeous, breezy afternoon here in Pratt. Here's the pitch, and it skips in the dirt. 3-2. Don't forget to cross 92.1, 103.9, and Care 93.7. Hourly updates from the state track meet down in Wichita. Jared Sleppy, all the coverage there. Of course, a live tracker of events on our website as well, mscsports.net. 3-2. Ground ball left side, fielded on a hop. DeChant to first in time for the out. Beautifully done. One up and one down here in the home second. Here's Kylie Bragg, the third baseman. Bragg entered the tournament, 341 batting average, 28 hits, 4 doubles, 30 RBIs, 17 runs scored. She has also walked 5 times. Plays up and bats from the right side. No batting gloves, old school styles. Freshman's pitch, shows bunt, puts it down, right side. Fielded by Hostetler, throw is low and it gets away. And nobody's backing it up, and that's going to be an extra base. That is going to be an error by Ringel at first. The throw came in hot, but one glove and then popped out. So both teams have committed early errors. Onega last inning unable to take advantage of that against Cedar Vale, but now runner at second base for the Spartans and nobody out. Or correction, one out. And now the throw is low. And a stolen base for Bragg. Now to third. Smart base running there. So a ball in play could give Cedar Vale Dexter an early lead. This is Micah Brown, by the way, at the dish. Right side batter, open on the stance. Hostetler's pitch puts down a bunt and it's fouled away. And it's 1-1. Brown entered the tournament, 253 average, 20 hits, 18 RBIs, 20 runs scored. Not a stat you like, but second on the team in hit by pitches. She's been hit 5 times. 6 is the team lead. Go-ahead run early in this game at third base with one out. And that pitch was high for ball 2. Nearly popped away from Campbell, but got to it quickly and kept Bragg at third. 2-1 here on the catcher, Micah Brown, number 6 in the order. She will show bunt. 2-1. And she missed it all, and it's a strike call. 2-2. Bragg at third, courtesy of an error, and a stolen base. No score, bottom 2, state semifinal here in Pratt. And the 2-2 is low, kicks up in the air, but over to the left side, so Bragg again has to go back to third. And now a big 3-2 pitch. About to come, freshman Hostetler. Neither team has a hit yet, but have had multiple base runners. Here's a 3-2. And it's hit to the right side, and that's through the gap and into right center for a hit. So Micah Brown comes through and drives in the run. And the Spartans take a 1-0 lead. That'll bring up the left fielder, Bailey Hedgecock, still one out in the inning. Now the Spartans with a 1-0 lead. RBI single by Micah Brown. She's at first. Hedgecock into the tournament, .293 average with 22 hits and 11 RBIs. First pitch low and outside for ball one. Again, that's going to go down as an unearned run, as Bragg was on because of an error by Ringel at first. Here's a 1-0. Swing and a miss. Good pitch low and outside. But Hedgecock swung over the top of it and evens up, one ball, one strike. Dechan at third. Ringel at first, playing really close to the foul line. And a 1-1 is fouled away. Makes it one ball and two strikes. Can you get out of it with very minimal damage done? That is the goal here for Hostetler and crew. Still only one out, but a 1-2 count here coming on Hedgecock. Rests on the right knee, swings it through. The pitch is high, gets away. That's a wild pitch, and Brown takes second. So another runner into scoring position. Count two balls and two strikes here on Bailey Hedgecock, the left fielder. 1-0 on an RBI single for Micah Brown. Next pitch low and inside, and the count runs full at 3-2. I think the fans thought that might have run inside and maybe caught her in the foot, but the umpire says no, it did not. Caitlin Buxton is on deck for the 23-3 Spartans. Next pitch, swing and a miss, and a huge strikeout. Number 3 in the game for Hostetler. 2 outs, Brown at second. Here's Buxton. Buxton, 133 on the average. Minimal games played this year, so getting a big opportunity in the state semifinals. Hostetler's pitch is a swing and a miss for strike one. The wind has died down a touch, but it is, again, blowing in from right field towards that third base dugout. There's a swing and a miss. Quickly Buxton down, 0-2. So a chance to get out of it with the minimal damage done. An unearned run has crossed. Spartans with the 1-0 lead here in the home second. Here's an 0-2. And a swing and a miss. And down Buxton, it kicked away, so they had to throw it down to first, but nonetheless, the side is retired. So four strikeouts for Hostetler, but the Spartans get on the board thanks to an RBI single from Micah Brown. 1-0 our score here on KMZA.
Onega Ag and Auto have a great selection of Husqvarna mowers and equipment for this season. Stop in soon and see the Husqvarna selection. Get Napa parts and complete vehicle service repair too at Onega Ag and Auto. Call them at 889-4841. That's 889-4841.
Good luck, Buffaloes. From the Onega Country Market, 120 Prospect Street in Onega, open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sundays 10 a.m. to 4. Pam and everybody at Onega Country Market are rooting on the Buffaloes. Good luck at state baseball.
Maya Repair of Onega, right off Havensville Road, for heavy equipment, agriculture, and truck repair. Family owned and operated since 1985. Call Gary or Cody Meyer today at 785-889-4933. Go Buffs!
Kelzer Epoxy Coatings and Flooring, specializing in metallic epoxy flooring, full flake epoxy flooring systems, and decorative quartz systems. Call John at 913-522-3854 to turn your dream floor into reality with Kelzer Epoxy Coatings and Flooring.
KMZA.
Cedarvale Dexter, a 1-0 lead over the Onega Buffaloes. Here on KMZA, Brandon Tam and Kirk Kilman. Third inning we go here in this state semifinal. Top of the order for the Buffaloes, and a foul ball out of play by Annie Force to start things off here. It was an unearned run an error getting a base runner on in that last half inning, and then Micah Brown with the single to drive in that lone run. Right now, 1-0 Spartans lead. McLouth awaiting in the title game. Inman awaits the loser in the consolation final. Next pitch inside, 1-1, 4 struck out in her first at bat. Had a single yesterday with an RBI. 1-1 is hit well, center field, pushing it towards the gap, but running to make the catch is Boatman for the out. It was well struck, but Boatman played it well. And 1-1 here in the away third. Here's Willow Hostedler, flew out to left in her first at bat. Wide open on the stance, back in the box from the right side, the freshman. Good bend to the knees. Davidson's pitch is a called strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Can't see a cloud in the sky. It is a beautiful day, but breezy. Next pitch outside, 1-1, 1 out, nobody on. Addison DeChant due up next for the Buffaloes. And all the higher seeds advancing to the semifinals here. This is a matchup of seeds 2 and 3. Next pitch low and inside, 2-1. Davidson 19-1, her record inside the circle coming into the tournament. Next pitch runs inside and it's 3-1. Buffaloes had a base runner in the first and 2 base runners in the second, but they don't have a hit. Now this one is launched out of play, foul, and the count runs full, 3-2. An absolutely incredible season to this point for the Buffaloes, TBL champs. They went 7-1 in league play. Their lone loss was to Troy. They also lost to Oskaloosa twice. And their fourth loss was to St. Mary's, who was the runner-up last year, losing 3-0 to McLouth in the state title game. Another foul ball, still 3-2, here on Hostedler. Good at bat here for her. See if she can come away with something positive. The pitch. Ground ball, left side, fielded on a hop by Bragg. Throw to first, in time for the out. Defensively, well done for Bragg at third. And 2-2. So here's DeChance, the third baseman with 2 outs and nobody on. Hit a 2-run home run against Central Heights yesterday. And that 4-run fifth inning that really kind of blew the game open. They'd go on to win 5-2. All 4 of those runs scored were with 2 outs. And she hits this one high and deep, but playable. Right in front of the fence. And it's Hedgecock again, the left fielder, to make the catch for the out. So the Buffaloes go down in order. We head to the bottom of the third inning. Spartans 1 and Onega nothing.
Always happy with your 5-star customer service. Your staff was super friendly and easy to work with.
Quick, helpful, responsive. Thank you. I'm so happy to be a Blue Valley customer. Blue Valley is awesome.
Blue Valley employees are always helpful, kind, and efficient.
At Blue Valley Technologies, we appreciate all our customers. Thank you for entrusting us to keep you connected.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
92.1 FM KMZA.
Cedar Vale. 2-0 lead against the Onega Buffaloes here in Pratt, semifinal number 2 in this state tournament. Freshman Hostetler back inside the circle for the Buffs, taking on 8-9-1 in the Spartans' order. And a bunt shown, but pulled back to Edie Boatman, the center fielder. And the count, 1-0 and 0 strikes. RBI single by Brown, the difference. Here's a bunt put down. Tough play for Hostetler out of the circle, and she gets it to first in time for the out. So one up, one down here in the home third, and that brings up the top of the order. Sorry, Boatman number 9 in the order, so 9-1-2. Here's Gracie Webb, a strikeout victim in her first at bat. Pitch by Hostetler is a called strike, glancing the inside corner, and it's 0-1. The wind picking up just a touch, but the direction stays the same coming in from right field. And 0-1 is high, and it's 1-1. Jessen Vogel will follow. Webb entered the tournament again with a team-leading 13 doubles and a .539 average. She'll show bunt here on a 1-1 count. And it's a called strike. I don't think she got the bat pulled back in time. And she falls behind now 1-2. Hostetler's pitch is hit foul to the left side. Stays 1-2. The Spartans undefeated South Central Border League champions in 2024. And again, no seniors on their roster. Here's a 1-2. Check swing and did not go around. And it's 2-2. Nobody on. 1 out. Bottom of the third. 1-0 Spartans leading Onega with McLeod awaiting in the title game. There's a swing and a miss, caught a piece, but Campbell with the catch. And there's strikeout number 5 for Hostetler. So here's Vogel, lined out to first in our first at bat with a nice play by Ringel over there to end the first inning, or I should say to get the second out of the first inning. Here's a ground ball snagged off the glove and going to be safe at first. It'll be an infield hit. Hostetler moving quickly to her left. Got a glove on it. And the ricochet towards Coleman at second. Unable to get there in time. And there's one on with 2 outs. Second hits for the Spartans. And very dangerous Zoe Davidson steps in. First pitch called strike on the outside corner. She did not approve of that strike call. And it's 0-1. Team leader in about every offensive category, including hits, average, triples, home runs, walks, RBIs, and runs scored. And by far and away their best pitcher. Hits it to the right side, and it's through the hole and into right field for a hit. Vogel goes first to third, and now the ball gets in a little bit tardy, but Vogel holds up at third. So now first and third with 2 down and an opportunity for the Spartans to add to the lead. After 2 quick outs, back-to-back singles by Vogel and Davidson. Here's Graham. Grounded out to third in her first at bat. Graham has a .397 average and bats from the left side. Big spot here for them to try to add to the lead. There's the first pitch called strike, and Graham falling behind quickly 0-1. Davidson takes second base without a throw. So now second and third with 2 down. 0-1 the count here on Graham. 1-0 Spartans, but a chance to add here in the bottom of the third. Hostetler's pitch is outside, and it's 1-1. First-year head coach for the Spartans, KB Chris, is also the boys' basketball coach and the superintendent. Busy, busy guy he is. Year-round, no doubt. One ball, one strike here to Graham. Opportunity to add. And there's a called strike on the outside corner, and it's 1-2. Spartans threatening with two outs, but Graham needs to protect down 1-2. The freshman gathers, holds at the hip, and swings it. And a foul ball to the right side. It stays 1-2. Pitch ran up and in. Graham fortunate to catch a piece there. Micah Brown with the RBI single in the second inning. The lone run produced 1-0, but a chance here for the next pitch barely missing outside. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Inman gets the loser in the consolation game after this one. Scheduled 5 o'clock start time for the state title game as McLeod awaits the winner of this one. Big 2-2 pitch on the way. And it's hit to the right. And that's going to bring in two. A big two-out, two RBI single for Kendall Graham. And the 3-0 lead. So after Hostetler got the first two with Boatman and Webb via a ground out and a strikeout, three straight singles have produced two more runs, and the lead for the Spartans over Onega is now 3-0 here in the third. Here's Kylie Bragg, reached on an error and scored in the second. And right now has Graham at first with two down. The pitch, called strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. So clutch two-out hitting for the Buffaloes yesterday in their win over Central Heights. Clutch two-out hitting in this semifinal for Cedarvale Dexter against the Buffaloes. There's a foul ball out of play, quickly 0-2. Can't let more damage get done here if you're the Buffaloes. A two RBI single for Graham with two outs. 3-0 our score, the pitch. And a swing and a miss and off speed. That caught the outside corner, but Bragg swung over the top of it. But a big two-out, two RBI single for Kendall Graham, and Cedarvale Dexter extends their lead. It's now 3-0 as we head to the fourth.
Onega Ag and Auto have a great selection of Husqvarna mowers and equipment for this season. Stop in soon and see the Husqvarna selection. Get NAPA parts and complete vehicle service repair, too, at Onega Ag and Auto. Call them at 889-4841. That's 889-4841.
Good luck, Buffaloes. From the Onega Country Market, 120 Prospect Street in Onega, open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sundays 10 a.m. to 4. Pam and everybody at Onega Country Market are rooting on the Buffaloes. Good luck at state baseball.
Meyer Repair of Onega, right off Havensville Road, for heavy equipment, agriculture, and truck repair. Family owned and operated since 1985. Call Gary or Cody Meyer today at 785-889-4933. Go Buffs!
Kelzer Epoxy Coatings and Flooring, specializing in metallic epoxy flooring, full flake epoxy flooring systems, and decorative quartz systems. Call John at 913-522-3854 to turn your dream floor into reality with Kelzer Epoxy Coatings and Flooring.
Kansaland Radio.
Two runs on three hits for the Spartans in the bottom of the third inning, extending their lead on the Buffaloes to 3-0 here on KMCA. Brandon Tam and Kurt Kilman. Abby Ringel steps in for Onega to begin the top of the fourth and takes a first pitch called strike number one. Ringel struck out in her first at bat. Davidson has struck out four here so far in this game. Next pitch, high and away. And it's 1-1. Ringel followed by Haskin and Campbell. as we're nearing the halfway point in this semifinal game. The Buffaloes are going to have to put a rally together, down 3-0. There's a ground ball left side, but foul. And Ringo falls behind at 1-2. Buffaloes have left three on base through the first three innings, but they don't have a hit yet. They got one on an error, and then a strikeout that got away, and then also had a walk. There's a swing and a miss. It gets away, and they throw down to first in time. And Ringel strikes out for a second time in as many at-bats. So one up and one down here in the fourth. Here's Jaden Haskin, who lined out to left in our first AB. Haskin 0 for 1 against Central Heights with a walk yesterday. Also had a pop out. 3-0 our score. Cedarville, Dexter in front, the 2 seed. This is it well towards center, but coming on is Boatman. Maybe 3 steps to her left and in to make the catch. And Haskin 1 pitch and a fly out to center. Fourth, here's Bridget Campbell. So Campbell struck out in her first at bat on the pitch that was low and in the dirt, and then it skipped away from Brown, the catcher. She was able to take first. Moe was left stranded at second to end that inning. Bats with nobody on and 2 outs here. First pitch runs inside. It's 1-0. .43-7 are the combined records of these two teams. There's a called strike on the outside corner. Makes it 1-1. Both these teams won their respective league titles this year as well. Onega in the TBL. There's a foul ball out of play. And, of course, the Spartans undefeated South Central Border League champs. 1-2 here on Bridget Campbell. 2 outs, nobody on in the top of the fourth inning. 3 advantage. Davidson has pitched well here early. Swinging on through. And a ground ball to the right side. It is fair. An easy tap for Vogel at first base. And 3 up and 3 down. Halfway home in this state semifinal in Pratt. It's the Spartans 3 and the Buffaloes nothing.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmaltzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
KMZA.
2-1-A state softball tournament here in Pratt. Semifinal number 2, the Onega Buffaloes trailing Cedarville Dexter 3-0 as we're halfway home. Go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Hostedler back inside the circle. The freshman for Onega will face 6, 7, and 8 in the Spartans lineup, starting here with Micah Brown. Brown drove in the first run of the game, back in the second inning with an RBI single. And takes a first pitch called strike number 1. Brown, Hedgecock, and Buxton. Winner gets McLeod. Loser will play in the game. Round. There's a nice ground ball stab by Hostedler inside the circle. Throw to first in time for the out. So a little ground out to begin the bottom of the fourth. Here's Bailey Hedgecock, the left fielder, struck out in her first at bat. So the mascots here, the Buffaloes and the Spartans. There's a foul ball left side. Then, of course, McLouth, the Bulldogs, and Inman, the Teutons. No balls, one strike here to Hedgecock. Nobody on, one out, home fourth. And the home team leading 3-0. Here's the pitch. It is high, and it's one ball and one strike. Hostetler has struck out 6. And has given up 4 hits. That one just missing outside. And it's 2 balls and 1 strike. First trip to state in school history for the Buffalo softball program. There's another foul ball, this time to the right side. And it evens up, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here to the left fielder, Bailey Hedgecock, who's played well defensively. In a tough day, especially for the outfielders, fielding fly balls. Again with that wind, pushing in from right field towards that first base dugout. A 2-2 is a swing and a miss. And down goes Hedgecock for a second time in as many at-bats. 2 up and 2 down in the home fourth. 7 strikeouts now for Hostetler. And here's Caitlin Buxton, the right fielder. Spartan scored 1 in the second, 2 in the third. Swing and a miss for strike 1. If Buxton is able to do something, Edie Boatman will follow. And an 0-1 is swung on and missed. Off speed, that pitch was high though, didn't matter. It's called strike anyways because of the swing and miss. So quickly 0-2. Trying to go 1-2-3. Line shot foul off the netting to the right side. It stays 0-2. Crucial error in that second inning led to the Spartans' first run. Another foul ball. And then the 2 runs they scored in the third, all with 2 outs. Had 3 straight singles that led to those 2 runs with 2 outs. So 3-0 our score. Here's an 0-2. Just missed on the outside corner. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Buffalo is going to have to put some offense together as Davidson has pitched very well for Cedarvale Dexter. Here's the 1-2, and it's low for ball 2. 2 balls and 2 strikes. We are in a shady spot. Me is the broadcaster, but the whole field is sunshine. Another foul ball, 2-2. Not a cloud in the sky here in Pratt today. Good battle here between Buxton and Hostetler. 2-2, 2 outs. And it runs inside, nearly got her. But the count will run full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Scheduled 3 o'clock start time for the consolation final. Here's a ground ball put in play. Hostetler fields inside the circle into first in time for the out. So Buxton battles, but ultimately Hostetler gets the win. It's a 3-up and 3-down frame. We are through 4 innings in the state semifinal game, and Cedarvale Dexter a 3-0 lead.
Finding True Value Farm Supplies, downtown Seneca, is where you'll find everything for your yard and garden projects. They have grass seed, fertilizers, lawn sprays, and for your garden, bulk sweet corn seed, beans, peas, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Of course, they also have garden and yard equipment. You can rent tillers, sprayers, grass seeders, and a full line of tools to help you with your project. At Heinen True Value, just ask Reynolds. Behind every project is a true value.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Mental health is essential to everyone's overall health and well-being, and mental health illnesses are common and treatable. So much of what we do physically impacts us mentally. It's important to pay attention to both our physical and our mental health. This can help you achieve overall wellness and set you on the path to recovery. If you are struggling with your mental health and want help finding the tools and resources to help you feel better, please call Seneca Family Practice at 785-336-6107 and schedule an appointment with your primary care physician today. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
KMZA.
Hayden Coleman, Mackenzie Dorsey, Marissa Savage, bottom third of the Buffaloes lineup here against Zoe Davidson in the state semifinal here on KMZA. Brandon Tam and Kirk Kilman. Coleman reached on an error in her first at bat and fouls the first pitch away, and it's 0-1. Cedarvale, Dexter 3, Onega nothing here in the top of the fifth. Winner gets McLeod in a 5 o'clock state championship game. Loser will play Inman right after this one in the consolation final. Next pitch, high and outside, 1-1. Davidson has struck out 5 in the game so far. A 1-1 is high. 2-1. Well, just hard to believe the 23-24 high school sports seasons are winding down. State baseball and softball tournaments ending today. State track will end tomorrow. Next pitch high and outside, and it's 3-1. Buffaloes would really love a leadoff base runner here. Davidson entered this tournament again with just a 1.87 ERA. And next pitch outside, 4. So a leadoff walk puts Coleman on, and here is Mackenzie Dorsey, popped out to third base, her first time up. 3-0 our score, Spartans over the Buffaloes. Bulldogs await in the championship, the Teutons await in the consolation final. First pitch called, strike to Dorsey, and it's 0-1. Coleman at first. Dorsey against Central Heights yesterday, 0-2 with a walk and a run scored. Also had a strikeout and a ground out. Chokes up on the bat from the right side, shows bunt, puts it down, but foul. And quickly now has to probably not do that again, it's 0-2. Buffaloes had a base runner stranded in the first, they left 2 stranded in the second. And Coleman at first is their first base runner since the second. Next pitch just a little bit low. And it's 1-2. Should say Davidson also had 163 strikeouts entering the tournament. Here's a little looper. Shallow center field, and it's going to drop in for a hit. But having to wait, and it's going to be an out. So Coleman had to wait. She thought it was going to be caught. The wind pushed it in, landed in the infield, and it was Webb, the shortstop, who picked it up, threw it to second, and gets Coleman for out number 1.
That's the bat, number 14, Marissa Savage.
Tough break for the Buffaloes, so 1 out, 1 on. Here's Savage, struck out her first time up, and rifles it foul, out of play. You really got to be paying attention if you are on the outskirts of the bleachers here with how the netting is set up. There are a lot of foul balls that get out and over. No balls, 1 here on Savage. Shows bunt. Tried to put it down, did not. Now a throw to second is not in time. Now the throw kicks away. Potential play at third, and that throw is high. So Dorsey goes first to third there. But the count is now 0-2 on Savage. 1 out, runner at third. Buffalo's trying to get on the board for the first time in this game. And KB Chris, the head coach, now coming out to discuss something with the umpire. The head coach for the Spartans. Back to it. So, Dorsey the runner at third. Savage down in the count, 0-2. 3-0 Spartans here in the top of the fifth. Savage needs to protect. That pitch is low. And it's 1-2. Davidson checks the wristband, settles back on the rubber, throws with the right. And it's hit to the right side, and it's going to be a base hit. And it's an RBI for the number 9 hitter in Savage. And the Buffaloes are on the board, now trailing 3-1. Big time stuff from number 9 in the order. Still only one out. Well, they put the run on the wrong team. It says 4-0 Cedarvale, but it is a 3-1 score. Here's Annie Force. A swing and a miss for strike number one. Force struck out in the first, lined out to center in the third. Batting for a third time here against Davidson. But a big RBI single by Marissa Savage cut the deficit to 2. There's an off-speed pitch that has swung on and missed, and it's 0-2. And that was also the first hit of the game for the Buffaloes, and it produced a run. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled away. Stays 0-2. Hostetler on deck. You can't get two until you get one. The Buffaloes are on the right track, but still got a rally here. In the late innings, 3-1 our score. State semifinal matchup. Close stance from the right side. The pitch to Force is popped up and out of play. And it stays 0-2. Well, now the scoreboard is showing 4-1, but it is 3-1. Pitch to Davidson, and it's outside. Good eye by Force, and it's 1-2. Hostetler looking towards the dugout. Steps back, puts her right foot on the left side of the rubber, swings the right hand through, and a swing and a miss. Pulled the string on an off-speed pitch, and down goes Force. So two outs and Savage at first, and it's up to Hostetler to try to keep the line moving. That is now 6 strikeouts for Davidson. First pitch called, strike on the inside corner, and it's 0-1. Hostetler flew out to left in the first, grounded out to third in the third. Runner at first, 2 down, 1 across, 3-1 our score. Next pitch, another called strike, and quickly Hostetler down in the count at 0-2. And a foul ball, slapped out of play to the right side. Got to protect, still 0-2. Trip to the state title game is on the line. The 0-2 is high. 1-2. Savage at first, driving in the lone Onega run on an RBI single. They trail by 2, it's 3-1. 1-2 to Davidson, or from Davidson, and it's a swing and a miss. 7 strikeouts now for Davidson, but the Buffaloes get on the board. We head to the bottom of the 5th. It's a 3-1 margin.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle. Your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Are you still using talc or graphite in your planner? Maybe it's time for a change with Fastan from Helena. Fastan is a novel copper box treatment combining SAR technology with a low-rate fluency agent, resulting in better seed flow for more uniform stands while also improving seedling vigor, root development, and overall plant health. For a better return on your investment, treat your seed with Fastan today. Contact your local Helena representative for more information.
KMZA.
Brandon Tapman, Captain Kirk Kilman here on KMZA from Pratt. State semifinal number 2 in Class 2-1A. The Onega Buffaloes getting one on the board on an RBI single by Marissa Savage, but they trail Cedarvale Dexter 3-1 as the Spartans come up here against Hostetler in the bottom of the fifth. 9-1-2 in the order. It starts here with Edie Boatman, the center fielder. Hostetler's first pitch is a swing and a miss for strike one. Hostetler has struck out 7. Freshman pitching in a state semifinal. Next pitch is a called strike, and it's 0-2. Boatman followed by Webb and Vogel. For the Spartans, who have a 2-run lead here in the bottom of the fifth. The pitch. Swing and a miss. A 3-pitch strikeout to begin the home fifth. And now 8 Ks on the day for Hostetler. And Webb, who steps in now, the leadoff shortstop, 0-2 with 2 strikeouts. Hostetler fires, and a check swing foul ball, and it's 0-1. Spartans, 3 runs on 4 hits. The Buffaloes, 1 run on 1 hit. McLouth awaits in the title game at 5. Inman waits in the consolation game at 3. A little looper, shallow side of the field, left side, shortstop, and Force makes the catch for an easy out number 2. Webb now 0-3, and 2 up and 2 down here in the home fifth. Here's Jessen Vogel. But a single and a run scored in the third. She is also lined out to first. Rocking American flag batting gloves. And a swing and a miss for strike number 1. Hostetler's retired the last 6, and a little ground ball right to her. Underhand flip to first for the out. So 7 in a row retired by Hostetler. Buffaloes to the 6th inning we go. Trail Cedarvale Dexter 3-1.
If you're building or buying a home in this great community, then congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we're here to help. We're United Bank and Trust, and we have a highly experienced staff who knows everything from purchasing to refinancing to construction lending. We'll find the right loan that works best for you and guide you through the entire process. Stop by your local branch to learn more, or simply go online to www.ubankonline.com. Welcome to your new home. Let United Bank and Trust help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get colorful savings during the Valspar Memorial Day rebate event at Souther Building Supply in Seneca. From May 24th through June 2nd, you can get up to $75 back on your favorite Valspar paints. Choose Valspar Medallion Plus Interior Paint and save $12 per gallon container during the Memorial Day rebate event. Save on other great Valspar paints, too, during this time at Souther Building Supply, right off 1st Street in Seneca. See the rebate URL in store for more details.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
The Onega Buffaloes have 6 outs to spare in this semifinal game out in Pratt. They trail Cedarvale Dexter 3-1. As we hit the 6th inning of play, Davidson's first pitch to Addison DeChant is high for a ball. DeChant number 3 in the order. Abby Ringel follows Jaden Haskin in the hole. She is 0-1 with a walk in this game. Going against Zoe Davidson, who has recorded 6 strikeouts. Next
be right
pitch
back.
Outside, and it's 2-0. Davidson struck out 2 in the first. She struck out 2 in the second. And 1 in the third as well, or 1 in the fourth, I should say. Correct myself. She has 7 strikeouts, but the next pitch is inside, and quickly DeChant the heavy advantage at 3-0. Buffalo's trailing 3-1 in the sixth. And she'll take that pitch all the way, and it's a called strike on the inside corner. Now 3-1. Batting from the right side, wide open on the stance. Hit a home run in the game against Central Heights last night. Next pitch up and in, and it's ball four. So a leadoff walk puts D-Chan at first. And here's Abby Ringel, who is 0-2 with two strikeouts. Ringel had the game-winning walk-off home run in the regional semifinal game against Valley Heights. That was an eight-inning 5-2 win. Swing and a miss at the first pitch from Davidson, and it's 0-1. But she right now represents the tying run. D-Chan at first, nobody out. Buffaloes have had some opportunities to scrape across more than the one, but have been unable to do so. Next pitch high, 1-1. And the next offering is low and inside. Shout out to all of our area sponsors. Everybody listening, we appreciate it very much. Glad to be here and bringing you this coverage all tournament long. 2-1, a 3-1 game. There's a swing and a miss, and it's 2-2. Buffaloes in the midst of their best season for softball in school history. And will need to rally late to earn a spot in the title game. It's a 3-1 score, 1-2 count. Here to Ringel. And it's a called strike 3 on the outside corner, and down she goes. First outs of the inning. And here's Haskin. Jaden Haskin, the center fielder, 0-2, lined out to left field in her first at bat in the second, and lined out to center in the fourth inning. Runner at first is DeChant with one out. Chose bunt and didn't pull the bunt back in time, so it's a strike, but the pitch got away, and DeChant takes second base without a throw. So, runner into scoring position with one out. Count 0-1 here on Haskin. Davidson looks at the wristband, settles on the rubber and fires, and just missed a little bit high, and it's 1-1. Buffaloes have 5 outs to spare and need minimum 2 runs. Ground ball left side, and it's going to be fair. It stayed inside the line. And that's going to bring in a run. It's going to be an extra base hit. And it's a 1-run game here in the sixth. Haskin with the RBI double as it just stayed inside the line down the third base side. And it's a 3-2 game here in the sixth. And Bridget Campbell will step in, and a base hit could tie the game. An opportunity for the Buffaloes. What a clutch hit by Jaden Haskin. It was a high chopper. Bragg hesitated, thinking it was maybe going to go foul. By the time she realized it was fair, she couldn't get there, and it just scooted on by. 3-2 our score. First pitch is a called strike on the inside corner. So after no runs and no hits through the first four, Buffaloes have scraped across 2 to get to within 1 in the last 2. Here's a hard shot to the right side, and that one is also fair. Just inside the line, and it's an RBI single, and just like that, the game is tied at 3 apiece. We got a brand new ball game. An RBI double by Haskin, an RBI single by Campbell, still only one out, and a time called in a meeting inside the circle. With Hayden Coleman due up next. The double by Haskin inside the line in left field. A single for Campbell inside in right field. But after trailing 3-0 going into the fifth, the Buffaloes have tied it. And still only one out with Campbell at first. Here is Coleman. Reached on an error in the second and walked in the fifth. So has been on base twice. And now shows bunt. Staring down Davidson. Settles left side of the rubber and fires. And it's fouled away. And it's 0-1. So we'll see if she keeps at least one more opportunity on a bunt attempt to try to get Campbell into scoring position. Campbell at first represents the go-ahead run here in the sixth. State semifinal game in Pratt. Here's the 0-1. She does not put down bunt. Steal attempt on the way. The throw's on target, but not in time. A stolen base for Bridget Campbell. That was close. It was a great throw by Brown, and the tag was applied, but not in time. A base hit could give Onega the lead. 1-1 here on Coleman. Here's the pitch. And it's hit well to the left side, but it's caught. Webb at short didn't have to make a step. Campbell scampers back to second quickly, and there's two down. It is up to Mackenzie Dorsey, who has reached on a fielder's choice and has scored a run. A 3-3 game with two outs and one on here in the top of the sixth. The line shot there by Coleman wasn't hit incredibly hard, but it was right at Webb, the shortstop. There's a called strike to Dorsey. It's 0-1. Campbell at second base. Buffaloes have scored two to tie the game in this frame. Davidson trying to get out of it without giving up the lead. Next pitch outside. And one ball and one strike here to Dorsey. The inning started with a walk. Ringel struck out. RBIs by Haskin and Campbell. Two outs and a 1-1 count. Here's the pitch. Popped up. Foul territory right side, and it's dropped by the catcher. Let's see if that comes back to bite the Spartans. Makes the count 1-2. Again, that wind, it does not make those plays easy by any stretch. She tried to underhand that catch with the mask on, and it just popped right out. So let's see if Dorsey can make them pay the pitch. And just caught a piece to stay alive at 1-2. We have got a good one brewing down the home stretch here. Semifinal number 2, McLeod awaits the winner. Inman awaits the loser. Ground ball, left side, fielded. Throw to first is in time and scooped up. Boy, what a play by Vogel at first. And what potentially could have saved a run. But the Buffaloes storm back. They have scored 3 unanswered. And speaking of 3... we're deadlocked at 3. We head to the home 6th here on KMZA.
A hailstorm can mean devastation to a crop. With so much riding on your bottom line, get the protection and peace of mind you deserve. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. Beth Dieters can provide you with hail coverage for your growing crop. Take a few minutes to protect whatever Mother Nature can destroy in a few seconds with hail and other perils. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Hey y'all, this is Whitney from Fitted. We have shoes for all ages featuring top brands like Reef, Brooks, Birkenstocks, Under Armour, Sass, Skechers, Clarks, and more. Whether you need comfy casuals or stylish heels, we've got you covered. Visit us at Fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas, your local apparel and footwear store. Let us help you find the perfect fit for every step of your journey. Shop small, shop local, shop fitted.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Onega has scored 3 unanswered runs. We're deadlocked at 3 to the home 6th inning we go here in Pratt State semifinal number 2. Class 2-1A Softball Championship Tournament. And a ground ball first pitch, swinging, snagged, but unable to get the first in time, and it's an infield hit for Zoe Davidson. So the Spartans get their leadoff man on here to begin the sixth. Here's Kendall Graham. And Davidson, that is now her second hit of the game. She represents the go-ahead run here in the bottom of the sixth. Cedarvale, one in the second, two in the third. There's a called strike. Buffaloes, one in the fifth, two in the sixth. Deadlocked at three apiece. No balls, one strike here on Graham. A ground out in her first at bat. Also had a big two RBI single in the third, which at the time gave him a 3-0 lead. There's another called strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-2. The hit by Davidson snapped a streak of seven straight retired by Hostetler. There's a swing and a miss, and now a strikeout, throw him out, but now it gets to center field. The throw is off target. Here's a play to third, and not in time. Close. They get the out, but a throwing error allows Davidson to go first to third. So Davidson at third with one out. One base away from the lead back, and she puts down a bunt. Hostetler is going to throw to third, and do they get the out? No, they don't. And now nobody is covering second base, and why do you even throw it? But a throw comes in, and somehow that should have been the go-ahead run. Davidson slid back and then didn't realize the ball was thrown into right field, and that could have been disastrous. So now it's second and third with one out. I think they're checking on Davidson at third. Make sure she's okay. But Bragg laid down a bunt. It was fielded by Hostetler outside. Instead of going to first for the out, thought she could maybe get Davidson at third, who was just creeping off the base a little bit. She wasn't trying to go home. The throw was on target, but not in time. And then, with all that happening, Bragg rounded first, went to second, and then DeChant threw it to second to try to get her out, and that ball ricocheted into right field, but Bragg was still slow to get up, or Davidson, excuse me, at third was still slow to get up. And if she was paying attention and was up in time, she could have skirted home, but just a bizarre sequence there. But we're still in a 3-3 tie. But the Spartans are threatening in the bottom of the sixth with runners at second and third and only one out. Here's Micah Brown. And the first pitch by Hostetler is high for a ball. Brown drove in the first run of the game with an RBI single in the second. She is also grounded out. Boy, Hostetler, the freshman in the biggest spot of her young career. There's a foul ball to the left side, and it's one ball and one strike. State tournament semifinal game, a 3-3 tie, one out in the bottom of the sixth. Two runners in scoring position for Cedarvale Dexter. And a bunt put down, but foul. And lucky for the Buffaloes that that ball was foul, because could have had a bases loaded scenario. But now it's 1-2. You know the saying, just what the doctor ordered? I think right now the doctor is ordering a strikeout. Can Hostetler get it? Not on that pitch. It's fouled away. And it stays 1-2. Davidson at third. Bragg the runner at second. One out, 3-3 game, bottom six. Hostetler settles, and a 1-2 on the way. Hit to the left side, a line drive, it's caught, and it was a near double play, but everybody holds true, and a monstrous second out for the Buffaloes. It was caught by DeChan at third, And then she dove back to try to tag Davidson, but Davidson... So it comes down to Bailey Hedgecock, the left fielder, who is 0-for-2 with two strikeouts. Two on, two outs, tie game in the bottom of the sixth. First pitch just missed outside, and it's 1-0. The fans scooting up a little bit on the seats, on the edge of them. Next pitch in the dirt, and it's 2-0. McLeod awaiting the winner for a 5 o'clock title game. Inman will play the loser in the consolation game after this one. Two balls and no strikes. Here's the pitch. That's a called strike on the outside corner, and it's 2-1. Davidson at third, Bragg at second, two outs. 2-1 count, a 3-3 game in the sixth. Here's the pitch. Low and inside, three balls and one strike. Caitlin Buxton on deck. There's a big pitch coming up here for Hostetler. Both pitchers have pitched the whole way so far. And a 3-1. Ground ball right side. Coleman at second, fields to first in time, and the Buffaloes are out of the jam. Two in scoring position with one out, and the Buffaloes get out of it unharmed. We stay deadlocked at three, and we go to the final inning here on KMZA.
Convenience and a return on your investment is important. At Helena, we understand that, which is why we created FastStand, a clean, convenient seed treatment without all the dust of talc or graphite. FastStand improves seed flowability, resulting in more efficient planting and more uniform stand. Combine that with our exclusive high-performing SAR technology, which improves seedling vigor, root development, and overall plant health, leading to greater yield potential. For a better return on your investment, treat your seed with FastStand. For more information, contact your local Helena representative today.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up, and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by in downtown Onega.
As Captain Kirk Tillman just said, buckle up. A 3-3 game to the seventh inning here in Pratt. The Buffaloes will send Savage to the plate, number 9 in the order, to kick things off. And the first pitch called strike by Zoe Davidson. A 3-3 game in this state semifinal. Here's an 0-1. High fly ball right field, playable, running in on it, and making a catch is Buxton. Nearly popped out of the glove, but a crucial first out here in the away seventh. That brings us to the top of the order for the Buffaloes with Annie Force, who is 0-for-3, a couple of strikeouts and a lineout. Spartans led 3-0, and the Buffaloes got one in the fifth and two in the sixth to tie it. Foul ball out of play here for Force. It's 0-1. Boy, and if you missed that last inning, the Spartans had runners at second and third with one out. But a lineout and a ground out ended the frame and kept the game deadlocked at three. Nobody on, one out here in the top of the seventh. Next pitch is high, and it's 1-1. McLeod awaits the winner. Inman plays the loser after this one in the consolation game. Here's a pitch by Davidson. Popped up foul, out of play again. And it's 1-2. Both pitchers have gotten out of some jams throughout the course of this one. Advantage Davidson here against Force. One ball, two strikes, the pitch. It is outside. And it's 2-2. Davidson checks the band, looks over at her dugout, right side foot, left side of the rubber. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a miss. Force has struck out three times now in the game, and there's two outs here in the top of the seventh. That is now nine strikeouts for Davidson. And a chance to retire the bumps in order. 1-2-3. But it's up to Hostetler. Let's see what she can do. Pitch by Davidson is a called strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Hostetler flew out to left in the first, grounded out to third in the third, struck out in the fifth. She is 0-3. The 0-1. High and outside, one ball and one strike. The Spartans will have 8-9-1 in their order in the bottom of the seventh with Buxton, Boatman, and Webb. Here's a 1-1 by Davidson. Swing and a miss. Well late on that fastball, about belt high, and it's one ball and two strikes. Chance for the Spartans to maybe win it in the seventh for the tie game. Ground ball going to be fielded by the third baseman, booted by Bragg, and she's not going to be able to make a play. So an error keeps the inning alive. Kirk Kilman would say it. Buckle up, folks. Here's Addison DeChance, who has walked twice and has scored a run. A go-ahead run at first base with two outs and a tie game in the seventh. First pitch low and inside for ball one. DeChant hit a two-run home run over the fence in dead center in the win over Central Heights last night. She would like that again, but the wind would not help that hit. There's a swing and a miss. One ball and one strike. So after a line-out and a strikeout, Hostetler reaching on an error by Bragg at third. Stands there with two down, 1-1 count here on DeChant. Here's the pitch. It is just a touch high. And it's two balls and one strike. Well, the big four-run fifth inning yesterday, all produced with two outs. Can they do it again in a much bigger spot? There's a called strike on the inside corner. And now DeChant needs to protect. It's 2-2. Hostetler at first base, two down. A 2-2 count, top of the seventh, a 3-3 game in the state semifinals. Davidson's pitch is high for ball three, and the count's full. Ringel due up next. The fans inching closer to the edge of their seats. A 3-2. Fouled away. Do it again. You can feel the tension in the breezy air. Davidson checks the band. Right foot, left side of the rubber. Sets the belt. Fires. It is high. Ball four. What an at bat for DeChant. And the inning continues. Now two on and two outs. And I'll say Abby Ringel is due. The first baseman is 0-3 with three strikeouts. A 3-3 game in the top of the seventh. After a lineout and a strikeout, an error and a walk have put two on for the Buffaloes. And maybe for Ringel, the biggest at bat in her softball career. And she takes the first pitch called strike. It's 0-1. Winner moves on to the state championship game against McLeod. Inman awaits the loser in the consolation. High pop-up in the infield. Is the wind going to play with it? And it's caught. Not enough as Webb secures it for the out. And the Spartans will have a chance to win it in the home seventh. We're tied at three. Don't go anywhere. It's high school softball on KMZA.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Mowing? Nobody likes mowing. If you hate it, call Truax Tree Service. We love it. We love it so much that if you sign up for a season-long contract, we'll give you a $50 gift card. No strings attached. But we'll also do weed eating for you as well. Landscaping, tree service, mowing, you name it, we'll do it. You better contact Truax Tree Service today at 785-236-7651. That's 785-236-7651. Truax Tree Service. Taking care of the problems you don't want to deal with.
KMZA.
Hostetler back to work inside the circle. The freshman for Onega. We hit the bottom of the seventh inning here in the state semifinals. A 3-3 game. With Cedar Vale Dexter, it'll be Caitlin Buxton to lead things off, and the first pitch missing outside for ball one. The Buffaloes, in their last at-bat, put two on with two outs, but unable to take the lead. And a 1-0 is slapped foul out of play to the right side, makes it one ball and one strike. Buxton, Boatman, and Webb here in the home seventh. In the state semifinals. Couldn't ask for more in terms of tension and build up in this one. Next pitch runs a little bit high. Two balls and one strike. Buxton 0 for 2. Strikeout and a ground out. There's a swing and a miss. And it's two balls and two strikes. Big 2-2 here for Hostetler. The pitch takes a little bit off, pulls the string, and it's a strikeout. Off speed had Buxton fooled for the first out here in the home seventh, and that'll bring up Edie Boatman. 0 for 2, a ground out and a strikeout. Hostetler has struck out 10 today. First pitch. Low and outside, but the check swing is safe, so 1-0. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, and it's one ball and one strike. Spartans 1 in the second, 2 in the third. Buffaloes 1 in the fifth, 2 in the sixth. There's another foul ball out of play. And advantage Hostetler at 1-2. So we are approaching 3 o'clock. So, again, the scheduled start time for the consolation game was 3, but it'll be a little bit after that, regardless of what happens here. Here's a high fly ball down the right field line, but into foul territory and out of play. And it stays 1-2. 3-3 game in the bottom of the seventh. Trip to the state title game on the line. McLouth awaits. And Inman will play the loser about 25 minutes or so after this one. That'll be for third place. 2-1-A softball here in Pratt. The pitch. Swing and a miss. 11 strikeouts for Hostetler. Two up, two down here in the seventh. And here is Gracie Webb. Leadoff hitter in the shortstop, who is 0 for 3, 2 strikeouts, and a pop out. Hostetler sets in the ring and fires. Ground ball stabbed down. Hostetler to her stomach, turns, throws, and in time, an absolute web gem. A diving stop to her right out of the circle, and the throw on target and in time. And we head to extra innings. To the eighth inning we go. We're deadlocked at 3 here on KMZA.
centered on trust, innovation, and flexibility. Mainstar Trust reflects on nearly 40 years' experience of specializing in providing retirement custodial services by delivering confidence, wisdom, and quality to their customers. Mainstar Trust offers unique and dynamic services that easily adapt to individual choices with alternative investments. Also, dedicated to providing services that are accessible, personable, and reliable. For further information on why you should choose Mainstar Trust, stop by West 9th Street in Onega or visit online at MainStarTrust.com.
Always happy with your 5-star customer service.
Your staff was super friendly and easy to work with.
Quick, helpful, responsive. Thank you. I'm so happy to be a Blue Valley customer.
Blue Valley is awesome.
Blue Valley employees are always helpful, kind, and efficient.
At Blue Valley Technology, we appreciate all our customers. Thank you for entrusting us to keep you connected.
KMZA.
Extra innings here in Pratt, semifinal number 2, Class 2-1A Softball Championship Tournament. A 3-3 tie with Onega and Cedarvale. Dexter, top of the 8th inning, Jaden Haskin will lead things off against Davidson, who fires in a first pitch strike, and it's 0-1. Haskin had a big RBI double in the 6th, is 1-for-3, also has a run scored. There's a swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. Davidson has struck out 9. On the other side, Hostetler has struck out 11. But we're in the 8th inning here in Pratt. And there's a swing and a miss. Quick work of Haskin, and down she goes. That brings up Campbell. Has singled, has struck out, and has grounded out. That single in the 6th produced an RBI. That single is what tied the game at 3 apiece. That's where we stand now in the top of the 8th. Both pitchers have gone all the way to this point. Davidson swings it through. Hit well. Left side when pushing it foul. And down it goes as Hedgecock couldn't get there in time for the catch. No balls and one strike here to Campbell. Campbell, great inside the circle last night against Central Heights. 6 strong innings, 9 strikeouts, 2 runs. The catching here for Hostetler in the semifinals. Hayden Coleman will follow. Here's the 0-1. Low and outside, 1 ball and 1 strike. Here's a 1-1, and fouled straight back into the net. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Well, couldn't ask for much more. The bleachers pretty full to this point because you got Inman fans coming back waiting for the loser of this one in the consolation. A frozen rope to left field, and it drops in for a hit. On a 1-2 pitch, Campbell comes through with a one-out single. Her second hit, and is now 2-for-4. So one out, one on. She represents the go-ahead run here in extra innings. Here's Hayden Coleman, number 7 in the order. Second baseman has reached on an error, has walked, and is lined out to short. And fouls the first pitch straight back, and it's 0-1. Both teams black on black. White numerals, orange trim for the Buffaloes. Yellow trim for the Spartans out of Cedarvale. Dexter. Swing and a miss there, and it's 0-2. Runner at first is Campbell. A one-out single here in the top of the 8th. Davidson fires. Oh, and it runs inside, and it hits her. A little shaken up, but a monster hit batter with 2 strikes, and now 2 on and 1 out. That is tough for Davidson, who had Coleman down in the count 0-2, and now two on and one out. And here's Mackenzie Dorsey, the right fielder. He's reached on a fielder's choice, has scored a run. It's also popped out to third and grounded out to third. A base hit could provide the go-ahead run at extra innings. First and second, still only one out. Shows bunt, puts it down. It hits the bat a second time, and the throw to first is not in time. Here comes the... What's the call? The runner was safe, but the umpire didn't make a call because he fell down. Oh, this would be devastating if this is an out call because that runner was safe at home. Onega should have the lead. But the umpire tripped on the catcher in Brown before the throw home and did not see the play at the plate. Campbell was safe. Looking around, fans know it. Oh, man. Everybody waits with anticipation. And the runner is safe, and Onega has the lead. It is 4-3 in the top of the eighth. Dorsey puts down the bunt, drops the bat in front of the plate, and the ball hit the bat again when it was on the ground. Brown picks it up, throws to first. It ricochets away. Campbell scrambles home. In the meantime, the umpire falls, doesn't see the play at the plate. Now the umpire's meeting again. Right now it's a 4-3 Onega lead. This is getting out of control. Let's see what happens. Well, we saw in the first game, if you heard it on Care 93.7, McLeod, there was a play where they called one play, umpires met, they switched the call, and then about 60 seconds later, they went to the original call. So if you're Onega, you don't want to see something like that happen. As of right now, Coleman is at third base. Dorsey's at second base. The run is in. It's 4-3. Here in extra innings. Now the umpire's heading over to the third base dugout. Talking to Cedarvale Dexter head coach KB Chris. You cannot change this call. The umpire didn't see it, but I saw it, and Campbell was safe. There is no doubt about that. Now, I don't know if he's talking about something with maybe the ball hitting the bat again on that bunt when she puts the bunt down, and then the ball bounces down and then hits the bat again. Don't know what a potential ruling like that would be. Sometimes you learn on the fly. That's just how life works sometimes. But appreciate everyone hanging with us. Really everybody in the crowd kind of talking about what they had just seen. Umpires still discussing. Well, you got the third base umpire and then the crew chief behind the plate talking to Chris, and the second base umpire's just chilling out away from all the action. Chris walks away back to the dugout. The two umpires continue to chat. Onega fans cheering, believing that the call stands, which it should. It is a 4-3 game. Onega in the eighth. Yeah, shaking his head, and it's safe. They call it again. Campbell scoring to give the Buffaloes the lead. There is still one out. And now you have runners at second and third. Now the Buffaloes will have Savage at the plate, number 9 in the order, who got the rally started in the 5th inning with an RBI single. She has also struck out and is lined out to right. 2 on and 1 out, a 4-3 game in the 8th inning. First pitch outside. Just a bizarre play. But the positive for the Buffaloes to take the lead in extras. Slow roller. Left side. No, they call it foul. They called it foul. The fans aren't seeing what's happening here. It is a foul ball. Boy, that was really close. And the throw was high, which would have brought in one, maybe both runs, but for the Spartans, they are lucky that was a foul ball. And it's just a 1-1 count now. Now, Coach Chris going out to the circle to chat it up with his squad as they got to put something together to get out of this jam. The Buffaloes have taken the lead. It's 4-3 in the 8th. Still runners at 2nd and 3rd with only one out. McLeod will play the winner in the championship game. Inman awaits the loser after this one in the consolation game. 1-1 count here to Marissa Savage, the left fielder. Still only one out. I'm not the only one standing. Here's the pitch. Ground ball right back to the pitcher. Runs it back. Throws the first in time for the out. That is a smart play by Davidson. It was hit hard. She fielded it. Looked the runner back to third, fires a strike to first. Not enough time for even Coleman to think about trotting home, but it's a big second out. So now it's up to Annie Force with 2 on and 2 outs. Coleman at third, Dorsey at second. The pitch is a foul ball. 5th at bat for Force in the game. She is 0 for 4 with a lineout and 3 strikeouts. What a time it would be to come away with your first hit. 4-3, Buffaloes in the top of the 8th. Spartans will have a chance to counter in the home half. But can they add to it? Here's an 0-1. Swing and a miss. No balls and 2 strikes. Big 0-2 pitch here for Davidson. It is popped up. Wynn pushing it into... And the catcher makes it, and Brown secures the outs right behind home plate, and it retires the side. The Buffaloes strand 2 in scoring position, but they take the lead. Buffaloes 3 outs away from the state championship game, a 4-3 contest. To the home 8th we go here on KMZA.
Have you heard that Community Healthcare System keeps on growing? And now they offer a comprehensive total joint program with Dr. Daniel Samani to keep you moving. From imaging to surgery, rehabilitation therapy, care navigation, and more. Everything they do is inspired by you and personalized for you. For convenient scheduling and specialized joint care, look no further than Community Healthcare System. Call them today at 785-889-5039. Community Healthcare System. Enriching the health and lives of the people that we serve.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Vogel, Davidson, and Graham in the bottom of the 8th for Cedarvale Dexter. The Onega Buffaloes are 3 outs away from the state title game. A 4-3 lead. As the first pitch by Hostetler is outside, second pitch runs outside as well, and it's 2-0. The Buffaloes took the lead in the top of the 8th on a bizarre play that involved a bunt, an error, an umpire falling down, not seeing a play at the plate, But nonetheless, a chance to win it in what has already been the best season in school history for Onega, and a chance to add to it. 4-3, 2-1 count here on Vogel. Hostetler has pitched the entire way so far. She has 11 strikeouts, and that next pitch is low, and it's 3-1. But this is the most dangerous part of the Spartans' lineup with Vogel, Davidson, and Graham, 2-3-4. It will not be easy for Hostetler to finish this one out. The 3-1. Ground ball put in play. Right side, fielded by Coleman. Throw to first in time for the out. Two outs away from the state championship game. Here is Zoe Davidson, the most dangerous hitter on this roster. She has a strikeout, a single, and a run scored. She's also stolen a base. One out, nobody on in the bottom of the eighth. And the first pitch missing just a touch outside. It's 1-0. Inman awaits the loser after this one in the consolation. McLouth awaits the winner in the title game. Foul ball sliced out of play by Davidson. Makes it 1-1. The Onega fans are feeling a little bit nervous, I would think. How about the freshman Hostetler going the distance? Next pitch low and in the dirt. 2-1. But you got to get two more outs. Here's the pitch. Line drive down the right field line, but foul. And it's 2-2. Kendall Graham will follow. One out, nobody on. Bottom of the eighth inning. Buffalo's 4, Spartans 3. 2-2 count. Here's the pitch. It is low and inside, and the count is full. Well, Vogel led off the inning and worked an advantage to 3-1, but then grounded out to Coleman at second base for the first out. The 3-2. It is outside, ball 4. Close, but no cigar. And the tying run is at first base with one out. Here's Kendall Graham. Graham has a ground out, a 2-RBI single, and a strikeout. 1-3. She will show bunt. Hostetler fires, and she pulls back and swings right through it and misses for strike one, but in the process, Davidson steals second without a throw. No balls, one strike. Davidson at second, one out. Represents the tying run in the bottom of the eighth. Hostetler sets the belt, fires, hit to the left side, off the glove, and ricochets into shallow left field, and everyone is safe. I don't think, even if DeChamp makes the play, that she gets the out at first. So unofficially, it's an infield single, and now the Spartans are cooking, down one with runners at the corners and only one out. And Kylie Bragg, who has reached on a fielder's choice and also has reached on an error and has also struck out, meeting inside the circle for the Buffaloes here. They had a courtesy runner come in for Graham, didn't see who that was. So you have Davidson at third and then the courtesy runner first, one out in the inning. Buffaloes are 2 outs away from the state championship game, but the Spartans are threatening in the bottom of the eighth. Well, they say it never comes easy, and right now for the Buffaloes, this ain't easy. The courtesy runner is Isley Boatman over there at first base. 4-3, bottom of the eighth inning. Buffaloes need two outs. They got to keep Davidson away from home. First pitch, Hostetler to Bragg is a called strike on the inside corner. No balls, one strike, one out, runners at the corners. A 4-3 Onega lead in the bottom of the eighth. And the pitch is another called strike on the outside. The freshman Hostetler trying to pull something out here. The pitch. Ground ball, left side, fielded, forced, throw to first in time for the out. And that throw comes in and it hits the runner. And here comes the second run and the Spartans win the game. A ground ball turns into an out. Hits the first runner in Davidson, ricochets to the right, the courtesy runner dashing in from second all the way home, and that ends the game 5-4. Unbelievable finish in extra innings. We'll step aside. Onega will play Inman for the consolation game here in about 30 minutes, but we'll talk about this one after a quick timeout here on KMZA.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
3528. The answer is yes, SBS.
Springtime means new life on the farm, but it also brings unpredictable weather. Protect your investments from the shocking dangers of lightning strikes with a policy to safeguard your livestock. Don't let a storm wipe out your livelihood. Contact your local SBS agent today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Tired of your string trimmer not running or tired of pull starting it? Come to Stahlbaumer Lumber and check out the Milwaukee string trimmer deal going on right now. With the trimmer blower combo, buy it and get an attachment absolutely free with purchase. Available attachments are edger, hedge trimmer, and pole saw attachments while supplies last. If you are new to the quick lock system, we offer up to 13 different styles of attachments that can change and interlock with the M18 fuel power head. And there's tons more of Milwaukee deals going on right now. Stop by Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
An unbelievable ending here in Pratt, but the Onega Buffaloes unable to hold things. They had a 4-3 lead in the eighth, but the Spartans of Cedarvale Dexter scoring two to walk it off with a 5-4 win. So it'll be the top two seeds in the championship game. McClouth and Cedarvale Dexter at about 5 o'clock or so. We're already behind a little bit on the schedule, so probably after 5 o'clock for sure there. But Onega getting ready for now a consolation game against the Inman Teutons here in about 30 minutes. Brandon Tam and Kirk Kilman, thanks for hanging with us, but just kind of pick it up in the 8th inning, a 3-3 game and a wild play that gave Onega the lead in the 8th inning, which involved a bunt where the ball bounced off the bat twice in play, in air, the umpire falling down, not seeing a play at the plate, ultimately a safe call, gave Onega a 4-3 lead. Spartans come up to bat in the bottom of the eighth, needing at least a run, of course, to continue the game and two to win it. Hostetler gets the first batter and Vogel to ground out, but then a walk, a single, and then a grounder to the shortstop with runners at second and third, brings home the tying run, and the throw home from first hits that first runner, Davidson, who was sliding in, hits her basically in the belt. It ricochets the ball to the right side away from the catcher in Campbell. By the time Campbell turned around and picked up the ball, the courtesy runner, Boatman, was running home, did not stop from second. There was nobody covering, and the Spartans walk it off in a wild fashion here, a 5-4 final in 8 innings. So, we'll have the next two broadcasts for you. We're, of course, going to be right here on KMZA for the consolation game here in about 25 minutes or so. It'll be Onega and Inman, and then on Care 93.7, after that, it'll be the state championship game with the McLeod Bulldogs and the Cedarvale Dexter Spartans. So we're going to send it back to the studio. Kirk Kilman, he'll take care of you here for about 20 minutes or so, and then we'll come back. It'll be Onega and Inman in the consolation game, and then Care 93.7 will have the state title game with McLeod and Cedarvale Dexter. We'll step aside back in a moment. Sports Radio Network.